Can I have your attention just for a moment? Unfortunately, His Excellency, the Consul General of the Republic of Poland, has been delayed by traffic at the Erskine Bridge, but he should be here somewhere about 1:45. So rather than all stand about being hungry, I've suggested that we have the food first, with one proviso: would you leave a packet of crisps or something for the Polish ambassador when he does come?
Councillor Alison Hay, I'm one of the three members who represent the Middle Ground Ward. It's great today that we've got the pipe band coming to play for us at the behest of the Middle Ground Pipe Band. It's going to be a really fine day. To hear them play will be superb, a great thing for the area that they're here, and I hope that the band come and visit us again soon. All of this is positive and it needs to be encouraged.
A very, very warm welcome to headquarters here of Argyll and Bute in Loughgiltphead. 100,000 Highland welcomes to you all. A very especially on this occasion, this very special occasion, when we welcome our Polish friends. I would like to ask Councillor Alison Hay to present you with a silver quake, token of appreciation and friendship.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the Council of Argyll and Bute, and dear friends, at first I would like to say many thanks for warm welcome by the councillor and all of us. I can't find a word to say how happy we are that we are here in Scotland, in homeland of piping and homeland of the people with a good heart. When we first met in the Czech Republic 2 years ago, we didn't dream about this trip, about the journey to Scotland, about playing with a real pipe band together. Thanks to you all, this dream became true and we are here. We played 1 year ago in Poland. We can play here together and we are very, very happy. Very, very happy, and thanks to you all, dear friends, for help, because creating pipe band in Poland is very difficult. We don't know teachers, we don't know any help, any staff. Thanks to you, we are able to play with Meet Argyll Pipe Band. I hope the sound is quite unique, like yours, and we would like to say that each member of our pipe band is really, really happy. And thanks to you once again for making this trip real.
Very kind words in impeccable English. I thought you came from Oban. You were really very, very good indeed. I'm going to ask Karen now if she would ask the Polish band to come forward, just as a small souvenir, a token, a banner of our coat of arms of our Argyll and Bute.
I am Donnie McMillan. I'm a member for Ward 3, Middlegyle. I've no doubt at all that there will be a warm welcome in Middlegyle for the Polish band. During the war, there were so many Polish troops stationed in Inveraray. They've proved themselves to be perfect ambassadors to the country and have mixed well with the community. Many of them never went home after services were over, married local people, and are still living in this area. Look, your band chose to go to Poland, and I'm much more than delighted, because they couldn't have chosen a more appropriate nation. And we always try to recognise people coming from abroad. And I hope that the Minnagow Pipe Band will spread that message throughout the country and overseas, and we'll get many visits through people hearing them from other nations, and they maybe want to come back to Scotland to sample the hospitality we can offer here. I'm looking forward tremendously. I'm a great pipe lover of pipe band music, and it says a lot for a country like Poland, who are not associated to pipe bands, to have a marvellous pipe band of their own. And it's just a terrible lot for their efforts. And they must have a lot of respect for the Scottish nation when they can make a band like that.
Thanks for joining us at Kilmartin Museum on what's, by the look of it, turning out to be a beautiful August day. For those of you who don't know where we are, the museum is one of our most significant heritage organisations, located as it is in the heart of Kilmartin Glen, a world-renowned destination of archaeological discovery. Now, the museum's opened its doors to many cultural events and visitors, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Tom Ulma and Evelina Gajek, members of Częstochowa Pipes and Drums, who are visiting Argyll from Poland and undertaking a small tour of the area over the next few days. Tom and Evelina, thank you very much for taking the time to have a few words with us. Welcome to Argyll. Tell us, is this your first visit to Scotland?
Yes, absolutely. Nobody of us hasn't been in Scotland yet. In Scotland before, that's the way. We are so happy to visiting such a beautiful area.
You haven't been here long, but what are your impressions of Argyll?
First of all, when we have landed in Prestwick, during our travel to here, which took about 3 hours, we stopped many times to make photos of beautiful and very picturesque landscape. And we are completely impressed by warm welcome for the by the members of the community of Kilmartin and some places which we have visited.
That's very good to hear, and there might even be some sunshine today. A bonus. To talk about the pipe band, tell us how your band started, how it began.
It's a very, very difficult question. At first, it wasn't a real pipe band. It was me and my student who was interested with pipes as well as me. And then we started to teach some person. At first, it was a scout team, a girls' scout team. And the group of the people grows up, and right now we've got about a 20 person, something mm-hmm. like this.
And so how did you get to know the Mid-Argyll Pipe Band? How did that association happen?
We met and the first time 2 years ago in Czech Republic, in Sikrov. Sikrov is a place, beautiful castle, and Sikrov is the one and only place in Eastern Europe where community of Friends of Scotland organized something like a Highland Games, and Mid-Argyll Pipe Band was invited to play as a star there, and we were also invited to play half an hour of our music. Then we met together and strong friendship started to begin.
Oh, okay, yeah. And your own band members, did they travel far to be with you? Are they all quite local?
You mean if we are from one city, yeah?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, we are from Częstochowa, all of us, and nobody has got more than 30 minutes by bus to, mm-hmm. to take part in a rehearsal. Częstochowa is a rather big city, so we've got about 250,000 persons, I think.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Too small for the pirate. We should have more than one.
You want 100. So, on a similar subject, how do you go about recruiting members? How do they come to join?
It's very difficult in Poland because at first we have to explain how the pipe band works, what's the idea of piping. We haven't got a culture and heritage of piping, like in Scotland and Canada. That's the way we usually recruit people who saw us on some gigs, on some performance, friends, kinsmen, etc.
Would they have had experience of piping before, or will it be quite new to them when they...
No, it's impossible to have an experience in piping in Poland, because we don't have pipers, we don't have nothing. Even simple reed must be both in, has to be both in Scotland or Canada.
In that case, then, who's responsible for teaching? Does that come down to you?
In the start of the band, of course, I had to do it. But right now, I also need to be taught by someone. That's the way I try to organize some teachers for pipers. Thanks to the Mid Argyll Pipe Band, we had some workshops for drummers, and we meet different person from the piping culture, piping world, and usually such meeting is a very, very inspiring for us. Each meeting we know new things, new experience, mm-hmm. and it works for us.
Yeah, and you've traveled to other countries as well as Scotland.
I personally played in Canada in grade 5 pipe band from Ottawa. And that was the first base of my piping. But we traveled as a band, usually in Czech Republic, around the neighboring country of Poland.
Mm-hmm. Where do you actually get your pipes and your drums from? Do you have to import them, or...?
We collect our stuff for many years. Some of them were both in Canada, some in Scotland. We've got very good drums thanks to Mid Argyll Pipe Band, who, playing with us on the International Military Festival in Poland, left their part of their own stuff to us, and we play on these drums to this day. Mm-hmm. And we are very glad with it. The rest, of course, must be we buy in Canada in Glasgow National Piping Centre shop.
Where do you get your tunes from? Is this from books or from other players?
Of course, thanks to internet, we can we've got entry to the base of tunes, which are normally played in many pipe bands all over the world. But we sometimes use Scots card books and tune books, which are easy to buy in internet shops of College of Piping or National Piping Centre.
Yes, we have a National Piping Centre in Scotland. Have you plans to go and visit there when you're
here? It was the first day of our visit here.
Okay. Are there some tunes that are particularly popular with Polish listeners? I guess in Scotland there are some tunes that tourists like to hear, or, you know, is it the same thing where you are?
Yes, the same in Poland. Sometimes we play for the weddings, for the funerals as well, for some parties, and people recognize some tunes, and sometimes we've got a special order, for example, for Highland Cathedral, for Scotland Brave, and such tunes.
That's what I was meaning, yeah, those kind of tunes. And are you attracting new members all the time?
I try to have new members, because the problem of each month is that sometimes always people grow up, start to study, start to work and leave the city. That's the way we have to put new members, and right now we've got about 5 chanter students who are kids, and 3 or 4 drum students.
Yeah, I was going to ask what age group they tend to be, so these are quite young potential players.
I
noticed reading about you that you perform for dancers. Do you have Highland dancers in Poland, or is this something you have to start from the beginning?
We've got one very, I think, very good group of Highland dancers who are, which is an affiliation with the Scottish Highland Dancing Society. They are unfortunately not from our city, from Krakow, which is 150 kilometers south of Częstochowa, but we sometimes join our ranks, and we play for Highland Dancing. They perform on the stage, and it looks good. People say it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it seems Celtic music is very popular in Poland. I mean, is that a recent thing?
I think Celtic music, both Scottish like Irish, was really very, very popular always. Mm-hmm. But 10 years ago, it was difficult to find CDs, cassettes with such music. For example, 10 years ago, I was on the concert of Battlefield Band in Poland. Uh-huh. They were in Poland, and they've got a lot group of fans. That's the way I think everybody knows such groups like Kappa Kaylee, mm-hmm. Runrig, and people like to hear it.
Yeah. Tom, tell us what else you would like to do while you're here. How long are you here, actually?
We will be here about 5 days.
Okay, so not long, but what would you like to try and do while you're here?
Now we've got a strictly packed program.
Oh, I see.
but I think the last and the most interesting adventure for us will be getting on the Ben Navies. Bill Hyde will take us there, and everybody is very excited with it.
I see. Bill's going to be putting you all through your paces. Well, that's something I've never done, so do tell me about it afterwards. Now, if I could just turn to you, Evelina, I'll ask you the same question as I asked Tom. What are your impressions of Scotland in the last day or two? You can say anything you like.
Really small villages. It's really unique in Poland. We've got really large villages and lots of them. And you've got only one small village and live there only 50 people, and then you have to go about 1 hour, and there is another village, only 100 people maybe, and it's very, very unique in Poland, because all the time we have villages and towns, cities.
I presume you haven't been here before either?
No.
Oh,
well. This is the first time.
Excellent. To talk about Poland a little bit, there have been quite a lot of political changes in Poland in recent times, obviously. Is there any state funding at the moment to help with what you do with the pipe band?
No, we don't have any sponsor. Nobody helps us, so we have to do everything alone. We have to go to do some performances, shows, and we earn money to buy pipes, drums, kilts, everything.
You're doing some pretty big festivals though, and at home as well, aren't you?
Yes, we've got lots of festivals. Mm-hmm. The most famous, I think, is in Krakow. It's more or less like Military Tattoo in Edinburgh. This is the second biggest Military Tattoo festival in Europe, after, of course, Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. So it's really popular.
Yeah.
And we played there with Midargyll Pipe Band 2 years ago, one year ago.
Is there something of a revival in your own traditional music in Poland at the moment?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that most of people would like to listen rock music, pop from different countries, America, England, but Polish folk music, it's not so popular.
I've come across a few bands playing Polish folk music, so I guess maybe their audiences aren't too big, perhaps, then?
Not too big. Uh-huh. It's not for everybody.
Although they seem to have made quite a lot of records. more than a lot of Scottish acts have, actually. In Scotland, students can study folk music at colleges and universities.
The same in Poland.
Do you have that in Poland?
Yes,
also,
the same. Yeah. Of course, we can't learn to play the bagpipes.
What would people study then? Are there traditional instruments from Poland that people would...
To be honest, I have no idea. Because I'm not studying any traditional music. Mm-hmm. None of us have ever studied music. We just just happy to play bagpipes.
Yes, this is something you do because you love to do it.
Yes, so, yeah, absolutely. It's our hobby.
Yeah, there have been a lot of Scottish people in Poland for centuries, a lot of immigrants.
Mm-hmm. And the same is in Scotland.
Absolutely.
Lots of Polish people are here now to work.
We were just at a council reception yesterday with yourselves mm-hmm. and the Midargyle Pipe Band, and we were talking a lot about that. Is there any evidence of Scottish culture in Poland?
We've got lots of native speakers because they come to Poland to teach English.
What kind of Scottish or Celtic music do you like to listen to? Do you have any particular favourite things?
I like to listen pipe bands, especially the best one during some Highland Games or festivals. But now I can't recollect which one is my favourite.
Midargyle Pipe Band, obviously.
Right. Right.
I mean, there are so many pipe bands around the world. And am I right in thinking you are actually the only pipes and drums in Poland?
There was the first one ever created in Poland. It was in Gdańsk, near mm-hmm. Baltic Sea. But now there are only four pipers or three pipers in this band, and the rest of them went to England to work. And so we are the only one pipe band.
What do you hope to do while you're here over the next 5 days? I know you're claiming Ben Nevis, but uh-huh. Is there anything else you'd like to see?
It's really good that we will see Inveraray Castle, Jail, Oban. Mm-hmm. So I think it's enough for such short visit.
Well, even where you're staying in Kilmartin, there's mm-hmm. An awful lot of history here and some...
Yes, standing stones.
Yeah.
Some really good... told us, but never show.
Okay. So you... Well, if you have time, there's some great walks down here and plenty to see. But it sounds
like that Bill will show us.
Yeah. It sounds like you'll have a very busy schedule. And you're playing in Kilmartin today?
Yes.
And I think also up in Ford straight after that. So a busy day already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good, good. Evelina, Tom, we're delighted that you're here in Midargyle. And thank you again for talking to us. We
thank
hope you.
You
come back soon, and we do hope you have a wonderful stay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Dougie Fyland, and I'm one of the three councillors for the Midargyle ward. It's a wonderful thing. So any cross-cultural pollination, if you want to call it, it's a wonderful thing where people going from one country to another, not only in this instance, whether it's the pipe band and music sort of brings them together, but I think it's the cultural aspects, the how people live, the currencies, the houses, the buildings and so forth. And actually, for ourselves in Midargyle, to see that in Poland, I think by the sounds of it was absolutely huge. But I think the Polish folks will also gain an awful lot of experience and knowledge to enrich the relationship, which quite clearly there is between the Midargyle and the Polish pipe bands. In terms of bringing our culture back, I think it's wonderful because it then allows people to see beyond Argyll and Bute. Argyll and Bute, I think, is a wonderful and beautiful place, but I think to go out with Argyll and Bute, to see different cultures, to see how different people live, and also to bring that sort of enrichment and knowledge back within Midargyle, to share with the population and people within Midargyle, that can only be to the good for the population here. Experiences, I think, are lifelong. I mean, you start off as being part of a band, a small band within the local area here, and what happens, I believe, is that then that is further nurtured by now going over abroad, meeting new people, life experiences, I think, can only enrich both the experience of the band, but as a person within them themselves, to enrich and grow and just appreciate what other cultures and other people, and what they also have to offer and also to receive from cultural visits like this. I do believe that there is an importance of the events that are now beginning to come into Midargyle, but not only Midargyle, I think within Argyll and Bute. Since the recent election, I have got the honour of being the deputy spokesman for arts, culture and leisure, and certainly I've begun sort of being very, very active in terms of networking, linking in and seeing what is actually out there, but what we need to sort of sustain and also grow. I think that's so important, and part of that is encouraging people to come in. Events, I think, are fantastic, having attended a couple of events recently, and I'm going to the NVA one coming up very soon as well. There is a buzz, there's a quiet buzz, and I think we have to nurture that, and we have to ensure that that continues and flourish. I definitely see Midagel becoming the destination of desire. I will certainly work very, very actively to ensure that that will happen.